You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the Week 14 Mailbag here on DenverBroncos.com. I am Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me, and thanks, as always, for the questions that y'all submitted to me on DenverBroncos.com and through Twitter. Let's get started with one from TLCat06 on Twitter, and she wants to know about Peyton Manning. She says, I've watched Peyton play for years, and he's never had a running game like he's had the last 2 weeks. What does it do for our offense? Well, first of all, I'm going to correct you a little bit on that. He did have a great running game at times in Indianapolis. You know, it was a while ago, but we forget that Edgerrin James was a perennial Pro Bowl running back for the Colts in the late night from 1999 through the early to mid 2000s, and really helped make that offense go along with Peyton Manning. So having a great running game, this isn't unusual for Peyton Manning. Maybe it's unusual relative to some of the last couple of years, although we saw what Sean Moreno brought for the rushing offense last year and how it kept defenses just a little bit off balance. And that's really what you see from the running game right now. Keeps defenses off balance, forces them not to overplay the pass. Let's go back to the Jets game, for instance, when now for much of the game, the Jets basically dropped 8 men back into coverage. They only had 3 men on the line of scrimmage quite a bit of the game. Basically dared the Broncos to run the football, and they did, and Ronnie Hillman got the first 100-yard game of his career. But what we're seeing from C.J. Anderson is something quite different than Ronnie Hillman. We're seeing Anderson hold up as an every-down back. We're seeing him make all the runs that you want to make, both, you know, with the speed runs to the outside, with burrowing through the line to make plays up the middle. He's the complete package, and really, it's that power running going up the middle and getting 2 or 3 yards where maybe a hole doesn't exist that could be most valuable this week in allowing the Broncos to still have that kind of balance, yet maybe it won't be quite as productive as it has been the last couple of games because Buffalo's defensive front is so strong and so forceful in what they do. So the production might look a little bit different, but as long as the Broncos can keep getting balance and can keep, and with Anderson, maybe he gets more yards than what's there. You know, he can turn a no gain into a 2 yard gain pretty well, or a 1 yard gain into a 4 yard gain. We see plays like that, and I think you're going to see the running game continue to do what it has done, and that is take the pressure off the passing game, and then down the line, open up the play action, and open up single coverage for receivers downfield. Our second question this week is from Nick Charles, and he uses the form on DenverBroncos.com that you can submit questions to, and he asks, with Nate Irving on IR and Trevathan due back next week, would Brandon Marshall be capable of taking over as the starting middle linebacker? I think he can. It wouldn't surprise me if he does. I think Marshall is a little better fit if you're talking about either Marshall or Trevathan sliding over to the middle linebacker spot in the base package. He's a little bit bigger, a little bit stouter, and certainly with Dane Trevathan coming off of the injury just above his knee, which was his second injury to that area of his leg this year, then I think maybe you don't want to put him in a position where he might aggravate that a bit. So I think the best thing for the Broncos when they get Dane Trevathan back, assuming Brandon Marshall is still healthy, of course, he had the concussion he suffered against Miami, so you still got to be careful. But assuming everybody is healthy, I would expect that you might see Marshall getting some middle linebacker looks and Dane Trevathan on the weak side. But obviously, the goal is to get your best players on the field, and certainly Brandon Marshall has proven over the course of this season that he deserves to be on the field. He's taken his opportunity and he's run with it. And actually, run is understatement. He's sprinted with it. He's dominated for the defense at various points this year. And assuming good health, if you can get Brandon Marshall and Dane Trevathan both out there on every down, then a defense which is starting to surge and probably had, in my opinion, its best game against the Chiefs could be on track for even better games with the two of them working together. Thanks for your questions, and as always, if you want to get in on the mailbag, you can go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag to submit your questions, or just find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. You can use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.